7:31, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Parents and teachers expressed worry, even terror, about the prospect of schools reopening during a virtual Q&A with the Jefferson County School District Thursday. 4,000 people tuned in to the Facebook live stream. Superintendent Jason Glass.
I wish that Jeffco Public Schools or that I could predict exactly how this fall is going to go. But the reality is that no one can. So we're compelled to prepare, to create options, and to be flexible.
School officials promise upgrades to ventilation systems, cooler classrooms to accommodate mask wearing, and more training for mental health providers. Families are currently choosing whether they want a remote or in-person option. Governor Polis says schools across Colorado have a lot of work to do before students return to the classroom. He says districts are planning many different approaches to welcome back students and keep them safe.
Some are delaying, some are having classrooms, some are online, some are hybrid.
Polis announced that the state has secured medical-grade masks for teachers and other educators. Colorado will unveil a new housing assistance fund today with money from the federal coronavirus relief package. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
State lawmakers set aside $20 million federal dollars to help with people whose housing has been jeopardized by the pandemic. Most of that money will go directly to renters and homeowners who've lost their income and can't pay their bills. In limited cases, landlords can also apply for help for their tenants to avoid evictions. $350,000 will be set aside to pay for legal defense for poor people at risk of eviction. The state will reveal more details of both programs later today. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A Colorado-based charity has given $200,000 to undocumented immigrant workers in the state. The Aspen Times reports Impact Charitable gave $1,000 each to 200 workers whose jobs have been affected by the pandemic. The charity's founder says the workers are crucial to Colorado's economy, especially tourism and outdoor recreation. Undocumented people do not qualify for unemployment benefits or federal relief like the CARES Act. Wings Over the Rockies is celebrating the life of the first female captain of a U.S. airline in a private event this morning at the Air and Space Museum. Emily Howell Warner, a Colorado native, died this month at the age of 80. She was inducted to the National Aviation Hall of Fame in 2014. Temperatures are rising across the state to begin this weekend. This is CPR News.